As much as the Japanese would be happy to do without their nuclear reactors, especially after the Fukushima debacle, the government says the nation cannot cope without nuclear power. The Prime Minister will set out this week his case for restarting some of the country's 50 idle reactors. Japan is facing a sweltering summer and possible blackouts, and the government is warning that without nuclear power, it will only get worse. North Asia correspondent Mark Willesee reports from Tokyo.
Chanting no to restarting nuclear plants, about 1,000 protesters huddled together in the rain outside the Prime Minister's residence in Tokyo. In post-Fukushima Japan, they want this country to remain nuclear-free. Prime Minister Noda wants to restart the nuclear reactors, and I came here prepared to stop it at all costs, says protester Kahoru Toudu. I'm doing it for my children and my grandchildren, she says. The government is saying that starting the reactors is for the economy and that it will be safe, says demonstrator Daisuke Suzuki. I just don't believe that for a second, he says. A new poll reveals Japanese oppose nuclear power more strongly than they did a year ago, when the crippled Fukushima plant was deep in crisis and the meltdowns had just been revealed. The survey by the Washington-based Pew Research Center found 70% of Japanese believe the country should reduce its reliance on nuclear energy, up from less than half last year. But the Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda isn't taking any notice of polls. I've decided that reactors 3 and 4 at the Ohi nuclear plant should be restarted in order to protect people's lives, says the Prime Minister. The Ohi reactors in western Japan are believed to be the safest and best prepared of the country's 50 reactors to go back into service, and they could be powered into life as early as this week, ahead of the predicted summer swelter. There have been warnings that some parts of Japan could experience blackouts, with supply falling short of demand by up to 20%. All the Prime Minister needs now is the OK from the governor of the prefecture where the reactors are located. And that looks like a formality. It may be a win for nuclear power and Mr. Noda, but the Prime Minister only has to open a window at his residence to know that not all Japanese are happy to see the reactors restarted. This is Mark Willesee in Tokyo for AM.